They will have left clues for those who followed them to retrieve the treasure, Harper said. He was exuding confidence. Let's find treasure, Matt said. What? Robin stared at him in surprise. Just something Dad used to say, he explained. She nodded. Of course, she said, though there was no way she could have known that. Probably trying to make him look less daft in front of her father and Harper. But they hadn't noticed anyway. Venture was studying the map displayed on the big screen. Can you mark the churches on here? He asked. You think their positions might be important? Harper asked. Possibly. Well, you wouldn't be the first, Harper told him.
He tapped at the keyboard, and the picture changed to show another map of the island, marking the locations of the 6 churches. The island itself was shaped like a ragged lozenge, and the churches were all close to the edge. Makes sense, Robin said. They're probably close to the fishing communities.
They are, Harper agreed. But even so, their distribution is interesting. Several are exactly the same distance apart. There have been studies that have tried to discern a relationship between their positions. The most plausible explanation, so far as it goes, is that they form a pentacle. But it's not that simple, Harper went on with a laugh, and I don't think it's very helpful either.
He operated the keyboard again, and a series of lines appeared, joining 4 of the churches to a point halfway between the other 2.
Why these 2 should be different, and merit a single point on the star halfway between them, is not something that the theory really explains, he said.
And the pentacle isn't perfect by a long way, Robin pointed out. Wouldn't it make a big difference which part of the church you drew lines to? Matt asked.
Indeed it would, Harper agreed. But each church has a Maltese cross engraved on the floor at the center of its circular structure.
And the lines are drawn from the middle of the crosses? Venture asked.
In theory, but again, it is flawed. To make the pentacle even begin to work, the professor who first suggested a pattern had to argue that some of the churches are built in the wrong places.
Which rather makes a nonsense of it, Venture agreed. You can hardly argue that the people who built them had a geometrical knowledge out of keeping with the era if you also say they got it wrong.
He makes a good stab at it, though, Harper said. He argues that the churches are, in fact, built on older ancient sites of worship, and that the exact location of those sites is now lost, so the churches approximate to them, which is why the pattern is flawed.
Finding excuses, Robin said.